You're listening to the Texas Standard.
An unlikely sit-down between, I should say over dinner, no less, between Mr. Trump and a Democratic congressman from South Texas. His name is Vicente Gonzalez, and he joins us now from Washington. Congressman Gonzalez, welcome to the Standard.
Thank you for having me.
I think a lot of people's eyebrows went up just a bit when they heard a Democrat from South Texas having a one-on-one dinner with the President of the United States. What were you guys talking about?
Well, we actually talked about border security. We talked about infrastructure. We talked about tax reform. And we talked about an issue that's been near and dear to me since I arrived at Congress, which is the deportation of American veterans. And it's an issue that I've taken up. I've got a bill drafted that I'm probably going to file. I was trying to get the president to sign an executive order to stop the deportation of veterans. But I had a thorough conversation with him on the issue. He also agreed that we need to stop the deportation of American veterans and that that shouldn't be happening. It was, you know, it was refreshing to see that we had common ground, at least on that issue. And I think that by not talking and having a dialogue with the other side of the aisle, and certainly the president at this time, is just not very productive and effective for my district to get the resources that we're looking for.
Well, now, let me ask you about that, Congressman, because as I understand it, you're part of the Blue Dog Caucus, which I think a lot of people at least would recognize as being sort of on the conservative end of the Democratic Party.
Yes, we are on certain issues.
Yeah? So why was it that the president wanted to speak with you? Was there something that he was seeking from you?
I think more than anything, I had been communicating with his staff for a while, probably for the last month and a half, regarding the deportation of veterans. And and I'm part of the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is 20 Democrats and 20 Republicans. And we meet weekly and we try to find certain bills that we might all be able to agree on. And I suggested that we, you know, try to have a candid conversation with the president and that a small group of us be invited. And this was on Thursday around 11:30, a week ago. And they actually called us on Friday saying the president wanted us over for dinner on Monday evening after votes.
That sounds like extraordinary access that you have to the commander in chief. I'm not sure that everyone has the sort of access you do.
It sounds like. And be able to, you know, talk about the border. In fact, I invited him to go down there. I want to show him how a border wall would not make sense.
Do you think
it's an antiquated idea?
Do you think he misunderstands the?
I do. I really do. I think, you know, he knows how to build sky rises in New York City, and he knows how to sell apartments, and he knows how to be successful running hotels. But managing border security is a completely different subject. And if you're just listening to a handful of people, you only get those ideas. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to bring him down and have him have a candid conversation and have him talk to folks in the Rio Grande Valley on the river who actually have been there for centuries and be able to talk about things that where we can improve security, but with a comprehensive, intelligent plan that doesn't waste $20 billion of our taxpayers' money.
So did the president say he would actually join you in South Texas, meet you at the border?
He said, I'll see you in Texas. Those were his very last words. He sent him a letter following our meeting, and I hope that he comes down and takes me up on this offer because I think it'll be a learning experience.
I have to ask you about this, Congressman, before we let you go. Obviously, beyond border issues and immigration issues, in light of yesterday's shooting in Virginia and calls now from, well, across the political spectrum for greater unity, what are your thoughts on this? I'm wondering what your meeting with the president might suggest, at least along those lines.
Well, my meeting happened before that incident occurred, but I do believe an assault on any member of Congress is an assault on all of us, and we should be unified against that type of behavior. And radicalism comes from both the right and the left, and we should be vigilant and call that type of behavior out. Whenever I see this, I don't care if it's members of my own party or any other party, I see it as something extremely wrong and problematic. I saw some of it actually in Washington, D.C., the day of the inauguration, and I think it's shameful, and I think it's harmful for anyone's political views.
Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thank you.